Detroit hosted the Super Bowl last year. Thank you, world. We still can't believe that you let us do that, but we had the Super Bowl last year. And I'm down at the Super Bowl with a couple of young kids from our church. And we're coming out of the food line, and there are two men who are holding up these posters. Now, you can't make this kind of stuff up, okay? This is not a preacher's story. One of the signs says, "Turn or burn." The other sign says, "Stop, drop, and roll won't work in hell." The other guy who was kind of trailing behind him said, and you've seen these on church marquees, and if you say you haven't, you're lying. So just, I confessed earlier, so you can confess with me. The third sign said, "Eternity, smoking or non-smoking." And I'm thinking, oh yeah, no, what? You know, you're driving down the street and you see that on a marquee. Oh, what must I do to be saved? No wonder we're having a hard time, because here's what we miss. For Jesus, the gospel was not just judgment. The message was not just judgment. It was an invitation. And yes, there are aspects where Jesus calls you to come out of your addiction and out of your darkness and out of your pride and idolatry and selfishness. But it's also supposed to be good news. Not so-so or okay or mediocre or vanilla, but good news. It's an invitation. And what Jesus is essentially saying here, and Mark, and I hope I have the weight of the whole narrative beyond that, but what Jesus is going to do is he's going to live it out. He's going to say, try and see if my way isn't the truest way. See if there's a more beautiful way to live than the kingdom of God that I'm preaching and embodying. It's an invitation to see the world differently. But we think, repent, and we have baggage.